Now, the rest of the story. Hector was facing the challenge of a lifetime to make field rations palatable, even savory, for soldiers. Not everybody in the food business would have cared so much, but Hector did, for several reasons. For one thing, he was an immigrant, eager to demonstrate his devotion to his adopted homeland. For another, he had an international reputation as a culinary artist to protect. For yet another, he had an expanding company of his own to promote. And for yet another, Hector now, as always, as much as he relished food, relished a challenge even more. So, when the carloads of ham and eggs backed up to his company's door, Hector pondered more profoundly than ever before in his remarkable career. How might these simple staples be transformed into something better than spam, into travel-durable delicacies for the United States Army? All right, this is the rest of the story. And there's something almost silver-screen romantic about the lives and colorful careers of the great chefs, and Chef Hector was among the greatest. At the age of 10, mind you, he was apprenticing in many of the finest hotels in Europe. At 17, he was a cook at New York's Plaza Hotel. In no time, Hector was an assistant chef there, and then the head chef, then at Rector's and Claridge's, then the glamorous Ritz-Carlton. At the prestigious Hotel Greenbrier in West Virginia, he catered the wedding reception of President Woodrow Wilson. At the age of only 24, Hector moved to Cleveland, where with a staff of 40 cooks, he assumed command of the kitchens of the brand new Hotel Winston. And only 3 years after that, and in that same town, he established an exclusive restaurant all his own, the now legendary Il Giardino d'Italia. And that restaurant was unique in that customers, and he was the first, I think, to do this, customers, in order to enter or depart the restaurant, had to pass through the kitchen. He was proud of his staff, of the immaculate cleanliness of the facility, and to an increasing extent, as customers were leaving the restaurant, they would ask if perhaps Hector would be so kind as to provide them with a takeout jar of his inimitable tomato sauce. Now, don't get ahead of me, but that is how Hector's food company began. That is how he came to buy the old Susquehanna silk mill and then to transform it into his headquarters, the services of which he then offered to the United States government at the outbreak of World War II. Well, forgotten is the fabulous career of Chef Hector in the world's finest restaurants. Except by a few, forgotten is the wedding reception of Woodrow Wilson and even the United States Armed Forces Award for Excellence for the superior wartime rations which he produced. And the award ceremony itself, which was broadcast nationwide in June 1943. That's all almost forgotten. What's left of Hector is his likeness on a box on your grocer's shelf. And the phonetic spelling of a name now otherwise unknown. And yet once upon a time, there was a master chef who would be recognized by posterity not because of what he served his customers, but because of what he let him take home, that tomato sauce, the beginnings of the business of Hector Boyardee, whom you know as Chef Boyardee. Only now you know the rest of the story.